Well, howdy, y'all. Welcome to Yarns and Tales. Today, I am going to talk a little bit about two things. But wait, that's what I always do, right? This is the 101st episode of Yarns and Tales. I have been talking about a modular kind of a sweater format. And I was kind of thinking, you know, make a grown-up size one. But, well, here it is for me. It is the end of the year. It's actually winter solstice 2014. It has been a very hectic last few days, which is the reason I'm recording this so delayed again. This December has been nuts. Let me backtrack. November and December of this year has been nuts. And so I'm just going to kind of clue y'all in. Get y'all started, because I'm getting started. And then, well, then we just keep on going, don't we? Okay, what I have decided to do, because, well, I might have bought this new yarn at work that was on sale. I know, right? I did it again. I cannot resist some of these, I was in charge of putting out some new crochet and knitting books in our yarn department. So I'm standing there with my little hand scanner and zzzz on the barcode and knowing where to put them. And I kept eyeballing this jumbo ball, skein of yarn. Yeah, it's called Easter Basket. And with all the babies that seem to be bursting forward at this time of the year, or some folks finding out that they will be bursting forward in about 9 months. Yeah, all these young folks, aren't they cute? I saw this one and I kind of sort of just fell in love with it. Had to do something with it. And what do you know? It was not, well, it was on sale in the fact that I had a coupon for it, because it wasn't on sale. Now, on top of coupons, I get my employee discount. So this $10 jumbo skein of yarn by Karen went from 10 bucks to 5. Yeah. So I just couldn't pass it up. It's this beautiful gray, kind of a steel gray, white, lavender, and pink variegated. And I thought, well, with all the little girl babies around, I could definitely see doing something with this one. And then I got to thinking, well, my podcast, I was going to do that little sweater thing. So, A plus B plus the employee discount equals see me with a new bag of yarn. Or skein of yarn. I love my math. So, here we are. I have knitting needles in hand. Now, after I get this thing worked out on knitting needles, I'm going to go back and I'm going to do this same kind of thing with my crochet hook. So all you binary knitters out there, fear not, the crochet version will be on the way. I'm just not going to do them hand in hand because that's a little taxing. See reference mystery project this year. So, the knitting version, I am going to start with, this one's going to be a baby sweater. Now, the first part is going to be a sleeve. So I have cast on 30 stitches of this number 4 weight Karen yarn called Easter Basket. I'm using a size US 6 knitting needle. Now, the swatch calls for a size 8. And who knows, if I get so far into this and I find that I'm not real keen on it, I may go back and do a number 8. Just because. But y'all won't know that until next week. Or the week after. Or, anyway, we keep going, shan't we? Now, the first part of this little sweater, because it's for little babies, is we're going to rib knit for about an inch. I haven't quite determined the number of rows yet, because, well, I've just cast on 30 stitches. But I'm guessing that's going to be between 6 and 10 rows. Like I said, not determined yet. And if I just work this while I'm on air, this could be one of those take my time projects like I kind of started out doing a long time ago and then found that I couldn't put them down. Anyway, babbling, shame on me. So we're going to knit one, purl one, rib knit across the bottom. And we're going to do this here for, you know, like I said, give or take an inch is going to be 2.5 centimeters, if my math is correct. If I go a couple of rows beyond that, then we're going to look at around 3 to 4 centimeters. I guess I should start writing some of my patterns in metric along with the American standard. That would probably be really helpful, wouldn't it? Okay, so while I'm getting this first row completed, I had a friend of mine at work. She has asked me to pretty please teach her how to crochet. Only there's a catch. She's a left-hander. Yep. She has tried having 3 or 4 other folks try and teach her. Didn't work. She's tried the mirror method. That didn't work. She's tried several, and she's frustrated. She has tried YouTube till she's blue in the face. She said these people are not connecting with her. She ain't getting it. And she wanted to know if I would please try and teach her. So I told her I would try and teach her. She says, "Miss Lee, I will pay you to teach me." And I looked at her and I said, "Sweetie, how about this? How about I try and teach you? And if it works and you actually learn left-handed crochet, then you can pay me. If you don't learn, then you shouldn't have to pay me because I didn't give you anything useful, did I?" She grinned from ear to ear, and she said, "Miss Lee, I think I love you even more now." Because for her, that was just the fact that I wouldn't accept any kind of money from her unless she actually got something out of it. So, we are going to, at the first of the year, when she gets back from vacation, seeing family and whatnot out of state, she and I are going to sit down and I'm going to attempt to teach her how to left-hand crochet. What's the big deal? I've got to learn how to left-hand crochet first. So I've already started. Now here is where it gets even funnier for me, by the way. I've started my second row of rib knit. The left-hand crochet, I have already found it is easier for me to left-hand crochet than it is to right-hand crochet, and I'm a right-hand. I got this new smartphone. I was silently watching some videos before going to bed, because for me, you know, you watch something, then you leave your brain working on it, and you go on to sleep, and when you wake up, you're better programmed with it. I know it sounds kind of creepy, but it works. So with no sound or auditory instruction from the YouTube people, I watched a woman left-hand crochet, and then I went to bed. I woke up the next morning, got out one of my crochet hooks, grabbed a scrap ball of yarn, and in about half an hour, I had used up all that scrap ball of yarn, laughing because I'd made a little, a swatch of single crochets. I was so happy. Oh my gosh, I've got this figured out. And I found it was very comfortable. And then I realized that in left-hand crochet, the way you hold your tension is the way I hold my tension when I knit right-handed. And knowing and seeing and understanding that, I had an aha moment that I got tickled. I am really ambidextrous. I always joke that I am. But the fact that I knit right-handed and I crochet left-handed comfortably just tickled me backwards. So now, after I get this left-handed crochet kind of down pat and more comfortable, then I'm going to try and do a tutorial about left-handed crochet and this little story to go with it, because I naturally hold my tension in my right hand, and lefties are supposed to hold their crochet tension in the right hand to do it. So I'm really kind of hoping this is going to work out for her. I'm on my third row of rib knit, by the way, so yay me. I did joke with my store manager, because Wednesday, I had a knitting 102 class. The class, we learned 2x2 rib knit, we learned 1x1 rib knit, and we learned the rice stitch, which is one of the stitches I taught in a Yat episode number 13. I taught that one. So while we had my manager, he comes over to see how class is going. I had 4 students. And so I teased him. I said, well, when are you going to sign up for a knitting class? And he just sort of glanced my way, and he was like, no, I'm thinking I don't have time for that. I laughed and I said, sure you do, and you can sign your son up to do it as well. To which he joked, and he's like, no, that definitely won't work. And then he went back. He had to go take care of some customers. And I looked at my class of ladies and I said, if I could get a wrestler in here to take a knitting class with me, a man wrestler, I guarantee you he would sign up in a heartbeat and take the class with him. My manager's a wrestling fan, as is his son. So now I have been trying to locate, without being like crazy stalker lady, any semi-famous wrestlers of the male persuasion that knit for fun. Because I want to get in touch with them to see about, you know, some sort of, you know, come down south here and let's do a knitting class so I can try and get some of the dudes around here to swallow that male pride that knitting is for women and take a knitting class. Because if you see a big burly dude, you know, with a chest the size of a freaking Buick. That's a car, by the way, if some of you don't know that. And arms as big as my freaking waist, which is pleasantly a 34-inch, only because my diet is proving successful. Yay me. Yes, there's a story there too. So if you've got a chest like a Buick and, you know, biceps the size of my waist, sitting there with knitting needles, you know, confidently sitting there with knitting needles, you know, oh my gosh, that would just be like the best. Don't y'all think? Oh, the downside is I have not found one yet, but I have not given up looking. So I'm going to keep searching and see if there are any prominent male athletes, action-based, semi-famous, famous people that I could get in touch with to see if I could get them to help me promote knitting among men here in the South. Because you know what? Knitting is such a good stress reliever. I'm on the fourth row, by the way. Still rib knitting one by one. So anyway, that was our conversation dealing with that, with the classroom. One of my students, bless her heart, she'd been having some serious backaches. And prior to class, she had taken maybe a little bit too much muscle relaxant for her back. Yeah, she was pleasantly not aware of much by the end of class. And her mom was in the class with her. Older women, the student, the daughter, was like my age. So the mom was a silver-haired fox and just giggling her butt off at her daughter. Yeah, the mom was doing the driving that day. But after class, my same manager. Now, there's a partial glass wall between the education center where classes are taught and the checkout line. And he had walked up after receiving a phone call inquiry about a particular brand of yarn. And he walks over, and one of my other students was still standing there with me, who happens to also be a co-worker. And he asked me if we had this particular brand. Did I recall it? And I thought for a minute, and I looked at him and said, no. I said, we don't carry that one. And he thanked me, and he proceeded to walk away. He made it all of about 10 feet. When I said, yeah, I said, I have fondled all of the yarn in the store, and we just don't have that one. Holy mackerel! His knees buckled. His 6-foot-plus body frame. His knees buckled. He went to the floor almost, catching his hand on the counter at the checkout and just started laughing because he did not expect me to tell him that I had already fondled all of the yarn in the store. And my co-worker, she just loses it. And she is laughing so much. And he stopped and he's laughing and he's trying to recompose himself. And he just looks at me And he said, he's like, Miss Lee, that is not what I expected to hear from you, of all people. And I just grinned. I'm just standing there grinning like the cat that ate the canary. I'm the oldest person in the store, employee-wise, at 44 years old. Now, granted, that's only by 2 days. One of our other employees, who's also a male, but he just does recovery work, is 2 days younger than me. But I digress. The fact that I told him, I said, yeah, I done fondled all of the yarn in the store and we didn't have that one. That was just more than he could bear in that one moment. And he just cracked up, just laughing, recomposed himself, explained to the person on the phone that no, we did not carry that brand of yarn, that type. And thanked him for calling. And then he walks back over just shaking his head in the no, just could not believe I had said what I had said. And I said, listen, that's what yarnaholics do. We fondle yarn. We touch it. We feel it. We love all over it because we rub it against our cheeks and our fingertips. And that just, it talks to us. And then I gave him this grin. And he just keeps shaking his head and laughing. He goes, Miss Lee, there are days that you just ain't right. Thank you. But his knees, they just buckled under this big strapping frame of his. His knees buckled because of one word. It was hilarious. Okay, row 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, row 5. Getting started now. It is still rib knit. So that was the real good and funny ha ha's. Just, yeah, that just cracked him up 6 ways, left, right, and up the middle. Oh, I picked out me a new. Yeah, I know. Shame on me. I bought something else. No, it's by Clover. It's the cutting pendant. It's a tarnished bronze, about the size of just a little smaller than a U.S. half dollar, bigger than our quarter, smaller than our half dollar. And it has a blade in the center with little shielded entries for different size threads and yarns so that you can wear it around your neck and not have to worry about your scissors. Nick it. I've talked about it before. I bought me one Friday. I had another coupon. Yeah, me, coupons, who thunk it? This was a 50% off coupon. So this $8 pendant was $4. And I simply think it is so pretty. And then I showed it to the girl who wants to learn left-handed crochet. She asked me what I had, and so I showed it to her. And she said, I haven't been back there to the tools. Show me where this thing is located. So I showed it to her, and she's like, oh, yes. Miss Lee, you are dangerous. Now I need one of these. Grinned real big, oops, but not really oops. I has no regrets. I think these things are awesome. They're so convenient, and you can wear them as everyday jewelry, so you always have a cutting tool on hand. But anyway, I digress. Oh, goodness, I'm coming up on the end of this episode already. Good gracious. Okay, I'm going to do, let's see, this here was 5. I think 6 is going to do it. 6 rows. I'm coming to the end of this one. I am trying my best to keep my hands focused on the needles while my mouth keeps on running and running and running. Yeah, I know, I'm crazy, ain't I? There we go. There we go. You know how the yarns will split on you sometimes when you get to going? Yeah, that one right there. It tried to go and split. Okay, here we go. I am now one by one ribbing row number 6. And let's take a look and see. I'm knitting as quickly as I can and keeping my mouth going, which is kind of taxing for me. But I have so much on my mind today that it's just staying focused, staying on task. We had our digital network party last night. We had 6 pizzas, a crock pot full of boneless hot wings. We had 4 bottles of wine, several bottles of craft beer, homebrewed beer, a couple of something called growlers of beer. I'm not a beer aficionado, so not sure. We had several sodas and a small boot flask of Jaeger. It came from one of our other digital participants. Anyway, the party got started yesterday about 2, and the last non-resident of my house left at 10, just before 10 o'clock last night. So we had a really good, and it rained. It was a rainy day. We held it up under the carport of my house. I had hung some roller blinds from the opening, because we don't have a garage which actually has doors. We just have a carport which has no doors, but it's still a sheltered parking spot for your vehicle. Or tons of junk and you park outside in the opening. Depends on how you use yours. So it was cleaned out. We had folding tables set up. And we had us a really good time. Some of us more than others. That's not me. That's others. I had 2 glasses of wine over the course of that. See, what was that? 2 to 10, 8 hours. I didn't do a whole lot other than man the camera. That was what I was asked to do, was just take pictures. Okay, for the sake of this little sleeve, I am happy with 6 rows. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes. Okay. So, the beginning of this project, it's going to be a baby sweater that is size 6 US 6 needles. That is a worsted number 4 weight Caron jumbo called Easter Basket. It is casted. I cast on 30 stitches. I did rib knit, 1 by 1 rib knit for 6 rows. And for now, that's where I will stop. Next week, we will start talking about the body stitch of this sleeve, how far it should go, and that is going to be determined, you know, its purpose. Do you want it to be a long sleeve? Do you want it to be a short sleeve? That we will talk about next week. I shared with y'all my adventures in left-handed crocheting, which I'm going to talk more about the more I practice, because I really enjoyed doing that. I mean, it was, my hands did not get fatigued the way they do when I do right-hand crochet. And I thought that was interesting. So we got started on our baby sweater. We talked about left-handed crocheting. We talked about wrestlers or big male athletic types or semi-famous types who knit. We talked about the network party a little bit. And my YouTube video on the thumb hole tutorial that I had talked about, episodes past. It has been seen over 1,300 times. So, yay me! I was happy with that. YouTube notified me yesterday that I had surpassed the 1,000 views mark. Yay! Okay, guys. It has been fun talking with y'all today. Y'all take care. If y'all feel bad, please do feel better soon. If you feel good, spread it round. The world needs it. Terrible bad needs it. If you're hot, cool off. If you're cool, warm up. If you get bored, go check out my Etsy store. There ain't much there, but there are a couple of patterns and a recipe. And that's Etsy, etsy.com/shop/beingrevely. That's the name of my store. Is BEINGREVLEA. Being Revly. If you can't remember that, there's a link to it from my webpage. Revly.me. REVLEA.ME. Till later, guys, I will bid you farewell. Bye, y'all.